Folks, welcome to a special interview here on the No Ceilings NBA podcast feed. I am Maxwell Baumbach, and today I am joined by one of the most interesting prospects who is really starting to rise up boards later in the process here. He is a senior from Belmont. He is fully declared for the draft, 100% going in this year. 6'6" wing Ben Shepherd hit 41% from three this past season, made Missouri Valley All-Defense team, a really well-rounded player who, if you're not familiar, because he was under the radar for quite a bit, he's definitely someone you're going to want to get to know. And you're going to have the chance to do it because he's joining me here today. Ben, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here and excited for this. So.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. So you are actually, this is actually our second time talking. I did a series over the summer covering under the radar players, and I got to interview Ben for that. And now he's fully on the radar. He's a guy that, he's turning up in mock drafts like that, had an awesome senior season. So we're going to get into that. But before, just to kind of get your background and things like that, you did spend all 4 years at Belmont. What was your recruiting process like in high school, and what kind of led you to Belmont?
Yeah. So, in high school, recruiting was kind of slow, early on. I was short, didn't really bring that much to the table, but I hit a growth spurt between my junior and senior year. Mm-hmm. And after that, my game started to change and people started to recognize what I could do. Had a couple Ivy League offers, had a couple small mid-major offers. And yeah, Coach Bird, once he got into my recruiting process, I was like, I think that's home. And Nashville being a beautiful city, I decided to commit. And then later he told me that he actually wouldn't be staying for 4 years. So that was kind of wrenching, but I was still happy with my decision, and we got Coach Alexander, and everything worked out. So,
And you mentioned that growth spurt. How tall were you, like, going into like your senior year of high school? Like, what are we talking about as far as that?
Yeah, I was like 6'5" going into my senior year. And
okay,
6'6" now, so I kind of grew like an inch between graduating and getting to Belmont. So
nice. And then, kind of coming into the season, so you just had like a real steady development. Like, you were one of those guys where it was just like year over year, you're kind of getting better, adding elements to your game. And then your junior year is when you really popped. Like, junior year for me was the year where it was just like, oh man, like, this, he's going to be a guy. So last season you had one of your bigger scoring seasons. You scored 16.2 points per game. And you really made a big leap as a shooter. You hit 37.1% of your threes. And then this year, you kind of had your role change a little bit. So you guys had a really great table-setting point guard your first couple years of school. And he graduated. So then it was just kind of like you were the guy now. Like, you were going to be not only, you know, doing your shooting and your movement shooting and things like that, but you were also going to be setting the table a lot. And despite that, you actually improved as like a pull-up shooter in the mid-range. And then you also shot 41.5% from three. So even with that increased workload, you shot a higher percentage from three. So could you just talk about what it was that helped you grow, not only as like a shooter, but just as a well-rounded all-around scorer these past two seasons?
Yeah. Junior year, I kind of was able to put myself in that position to take like the pressure off of people like Nick Musinski and Grayson Murphy. People have been great players for this program, and I was able to come in and help them and do my best, and I had a good year that year. But this year I was given a bigger role, a different role than anything that I previously had at Belmont, and I definitely had more on-ball responsibility, and I had to create for myself and others while playing in a different way than I've been used to. So I think I grew as a passer and a shot creator. And just people were able to see different parts of my game that they haven't been able to see these past 3 years. So.
Yeah, and the passing part that you mentioned is pretty interesting, because I thought that was where you made a pretty sizable jump. Like, there were flashes last season. Like, it was part of the reason I liked your game was that, you know, he's a shooter, but there's some creativity, there's some passing and things like that. How different was it to adjust to being like, I'm a guy who moves the ball kind of quickly, I occasionally in transition make a nice pass, to then being a guy who's like really in a position to do a lot of that table setting? What was that adjustment like? And what was your mentality as far as approaching that shift in role?
Yeah, I never came off of a ball screen those previous 3 years. And that's something that I've been able to do this year. And yeah, just getting comfortable with those type of reads and plays. I feel like I was able to make some good plays, either if that was a skip pass or just a dish to my big man, or anything like that. We worked a lot on that in practice with me. So, I was glad to see it come to fruition in the game. So,
mm-hmm. And something I think that is interesting and that you deserve a lot of credit for is that even with sort of that increase in role, you still made the Missouri Valley all defensive team. And when we spoke over the summer, like you lit up talking about defense, like you were really excited to talk about defense. So could you just talk about like sort of your approach on defense and also what you think you do best on the defensive end of the floor?
Yeah, defense for me is where I get it started during the games, bringing tenacity and energy and stuff like that. But this year I felt like sometimes I was protecting myself in some sort of way.
Okay.
Because I had to bring so much on the offensive side. Yeah. I couldn't really afford to get into foul trouble this year, but I still try my best. And I feel like what I did this year was able to put me in that conversation for all defensive team, Missouri Valley, stuff like that. But I think that's something I do good on that side of the ball is just being in gaps with my length, off ball rebounding, and just being able to play smaller guards or bigger players. Just my versatility of who I can guard is really played in my favor. So that's something I take pride in and definitely enjoy that side of the ball. So
for sure. So when you, like you mentioned, like obviously it's important for your team to, and it's something when I interviewed Jake Stevens that I mentioned with him is like your role when you do carry a big part of the offensive workload, like staying out of foul trouble is really important for your team. So how did you adjust to that to still be an impactful defender? Is it a matter of just like focusing more on feet, not reaching as much? Like what type of adjustments did you make on that side of the ball? Is it just simply like gambling less or what specifically did you do to kind of remain effective in that role?
Yeah, definitely not trying to gamble. I like to do that a lot, but yeah, just making sure I'm staying in front, moving my feet. I'm keeping my hands away from my defender and just staying in front. And I know that.
Yeah.
I can do that, and I think that's what I try to focus on that end.
For sure. And that's a big, big, important skill. So we talked about a little bit of what you did this year, right? Like you passed well, you shot really well. You created for others. Heading into a point now where it's, you know, the college career is over, we're moving on to the professional ranks. What do you kind of envision your role being on a professional team? Like, what do you think you bring to the table for NBA teams?
Yeah. I would want to be someone who does all the little things for their team. Mm-hmm. And affect the game however I was asked. I kind of see myself as a 3-and-D guy.
Yeah.
Someone who can affect the game by off-ball movement, cutting, and defense while being able to shoot the ball. Mm-hmm. And I also love winning. And I love creating a positive atmosphere with my teammates. And, just being a player in all aspects that brings. So.
Yeah, well, and I think one thing that I noticed on the film that I think is going to give you a pretty significant edge over a lot of people is like you mentioned, like there is a willingness to do all those little things that shows up. But you are in very good, just physical shape. Like your work rate that you play with is really high. Like being able to defend at that level, moving hard off the ball on offense, moving consistently on offense. How much of your like physical fitness do you think is a big advantage for you? And is that something that's been a big focus for you over the years? Or is that just something that you've kind of always had, just being able to have that kind of cardio and pace to your game?
Yeah. Cardio and conditioning has been a huge part of what I do on the court. And it's just something that's always been with me, honestly. I work on it and I do a lot of stuff to stay in shape. But I think that me being able to play at a high level on both sides of the ball, it's going to be in my favor a lot of times. And just playing my hardest on both sides and getting my team going. So
So now we're kind of headed into this pre-draft process. So what does a day in the life look like for you currently as you prepare for the NBA draft?
Yeah, it's working out on the court for 2 hours a day and then strength and conditioning for an hour. But some things I'm working on the court, footwork, learning NBA terminology, balance, whether that's finishing or shooting, stuff like that, just little things and just strengthening already. Strength is part of my game. So
for sure. Is there one element of your game that you've been really focused on, or that you're excited that, like, when you go into a team workout, you can show, like, hey, look how far this skill has come, or look how much I've improved in this area? Is there any one thing that you're like, man, I'm really proud of the work I'm doing here?
Definitely shooting.
Really? Oh, man. Okay.
Different footwork, different ways to get into my shot, stuff like that. But definitely in the live events that we're going to be playing probably in those workouts, I'll be able to show defense and passing and stuff like that. Definitely been working on, like, decision-making as well.
And with the decision-making, what elements of decision-making have you kind of focused on? Is that just, like, timing with regard to passing? Is it passing versus shooting? Is it being able to make decisions at higher speeds? Like, what have you been kind of focused on that front?
Yeah, like, decision-making once I get into the lane.
Awesome, okay.
Seeing stuff like that. Also off of screens, setting screens, stuff like that. Off-ball movement, cutting, just, like, getting those timing down and stuff like that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, you know, we really appreciate you taking the time and joining us here. It's been a pleasure. It was really exciting to just see the growth that you made as a player this last season. And we're really excited to kind of see you go through this, this pre-draft process, because every year we hear, you know, the teams are looking for length, shooting, and defense. And I think that you're one of the more interesting prospects because, coming from a mid-major background, people are just, the mid-major guys rise late every year, it feels like, with the draft. And you're kind of the guy this year where it feels like people are catching on to, like, oh man, this guy's a good defender. He's long. He can really shoot. So you're definitely one of the more interesting prospects out there. So we really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us, and, we're glad to have you on, and we're wishing you the best luck through the draft process here.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Awesome. And where can people find you on social media if they want to follow along with the journey?
So Instagram is at Ben L. Shepherd.
Okay.
And then Twitter is Shep Ben too. So
awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, go give Ben a follow. Thank you all for joining us. If you're not subscribed already, please do so on the No Ceilings NBA podcast feed. We also have daily written work on our Substack, noceilingsnba.com. So make sure you head over there as well. And as always, we appreciate you listening. Have a great day.